Y'all, this day couldn't have come any sooner, especially with the tough work week I've had. Tonight's the NFL Draft live from Detroit, Michigan. We'll have our final pre-draft discussions as well as look at some Eagles and NFL news. All that and more on this week's episode of Second and 15. What's up, y'all? Welcome to Second and 15, a Philadelphia Eagles fan podcast. This is your host, Michael Roscoe, and we're going to dive right into some NFL news to start things off. Lions wide receiver Amon-Ra St. Brown signs a four-year extension worth up to $120 million, making him the current highest-paid receiver in the league. And wow, great for him. Don't get me wrong. Great for him. That is a hell of a contract, but I'm sure glad that we locked in our deal with Devontae Smith when we did, because now the wide receiver market isn't going to fucking skyrocket. Like, by this time next year, if not already on the offseason, we're going to see a dozen of these types of contracts, I think, which makes me wonder what it's going to look like for AJ Brown next year after his guaranteed money is basically done from this year. But I imagine Howie will do some type of contract restructure and figure things out. I originally said surprising, but this is more like an odd turn of events. The New York Jets have traded quarterback Zach Wilson in a 7th round pick for a 6th round pick to the Denver Broncos. Listen, I thought the 49ers had bad luck with quarterbacks. But what the actual fuck is going on in Denver right now? Ever since Peyton Manning retired in 2015, it's just been downhill. I mean, it's been garbage quarterbacks. Let's look at the QB locker room. I'm going to pull this up real quick. Let's look at the QB locker room they have had since 2015. We got Trevor Siemian, Paxton Lynch. Y'all remember him? Yeah, they thought he was going to turn out to be something. Brock Osweiler, Case Keenum, Joe Flacco, who is pretty decent, so, you know, I won't get on him too much, Drew Lock, Brandon Allen, Teddy Bridgewater, Russell Wilson, and now Zach Wilson. You traded the name brand Wilson for the great value Walmart brand Wilson, basically. Minus Joe Flacco and Russell Wilson, if he played like he did like several years ago, this quarterback room is absolute ass, and I'll discuss this more on my final segment of the episode later on, but it makes me wonder what the fuck Denver's going to do at the quarterback situation. You know, the top three quarterbacks, top four or five quarterbacks are going to go, you know, in the draft way before they get to their choice. So I imagine at this, if they don't trade up, they're going to keep 12 and they need to draft a quarterback. They need to figure out what is going on with their quarterback situation and solve it. Like, this is, I'm not even like a major Broncos fan. The Broncos are like my secondary team because of my family. But they need to figure something out real quick. But at the same time, we've seen quarterbacks who kind of perform subpar go to somewhere else and then do better, do great. Will that happen with Zach Wilson? I honestly don't know. It doesn't seem like the Broncos are gung-ho on making him QB1. They just need a QB who has had starting experience in their quarterback room. So I'm curious. I'll follow that a little bit and see what happens out in the Mile High City. In other news, former Falcons and Colts quarterback Matt Ryan officially announces his retirement as a Falcon after 15 years in the league. Even though a lot of people maybe remember him as the quarterback who lost in the two biggest comebacks in NFL history, which were the 28-3 loss to the Super Bowl to the Patriots, and then they blew a massive 33-3 lead against the Vikings. But realistically, Matt Ryan should be remembered by his positive stats. In 234 games played, he averaged a 65% pass completion, averaged a quarterback rating of 93.6, amounted over 62,000 yards, and 381 touchdowns to 183 interceptions. So, yeah, was he the QB in the two biggest blowouts? Sure. A lot of people in recent memory will think that, but he's had a hell of a career, and I think he should be remembered for those positive things. So, congrats, Matt, on a stellar career, and good luck to you in whatever is next. All right, y'all, switching topics to focus on the best team in the league, let's look at some Eagles news. Starting off, Eagles cornerback slash kick returner Isaiah Rodgers has officially been reinstated for the 2024 season after he received a one-year suspension for violating the league's gambling policy while he was on the Colts. If you're an athlete, just stay away from gambling, seriously. With his reinstatement, he may now participate in all team activities. Now, even though he was unable to train with the Birds previously during this suspension, the man was working hard, training independently during his offseason, basically. According to the Eagles Wire, as a kick returner, he averaged 27 yards per return, which is pretty good. If he maintains that average, I imagine he would do well, if not better, with the new kickoff rules that are happening. So, you know, I think Boston Scott was our returner last year, kick returner last year, and I don't know what's been going on with him because they gave his number to another running back, Tyron Pierce. I can't remember his name at the moment. But if he's the kick returner with these new rules, this could be a diamond in the rough situation. You know, this could work out in our favor. But obviously, we'll have to wait and see. Time will tell to see if he makes it to the official roster because you never know what can happen in the league nowadays. But I imagine he'll make it, realistically. Regardless if he does or not, I do not believe this should deter us from drafting a cornerback in the first round of tonight's draft. In other Eagles news, the team mourns the passing of former quarterback and Pro Bowler Roman Gabriel, who passed away at the age of 83. According to the Philadelphia Eagles website, Gabriel was drafted in 1962 with the second overall pick and became the first Filipino-American football player in the league. He spent 5 years with the Eagles between 1973 and 1977 before retiring. He achieved over 7,200 yards and 47 touchdowns in the 53 games that he played for the Birds. Gabriel was also known for his philanthropy, being one of the faces of the Ronald McDonald House, the first one in the country, in order to help children battling cancer. So to the Gabriel family, our condolences, thoughts, and prayers are with you in this troubling time. Current Eagles quarterback Jalen Hurts shows off his generosity and philanthropic personality as he has donated $200,000 to the Philadelphia School District in order to install AC units in 10 schools, making this announcement at Edward Gideon Elementary School in North Philadelphia. Seriously, how could anyone not love this man? He's made Philadelphia his home and continues to provide and be an excellent role model for the community. And I didn't even know AC units were that expensive. That's like $20,000 per school that's needed for an AC unit. So awesome job, Jalen, sincerely, because not a lot of people have the capability to do that. Not a lot of people want to do that kind of type of thing. But you are an upstanding citizen of the Philadelphia community, and it's just phenomenal that you're able to provide back to the community in such a much needed way. Okay, y'all, we're going to take a look at the final topic of the episode, tonight's NFL draft. It's the night that NFL fans have been waiting for God knows how long. The draft is finally here. Tonight will feature the first round picks, while Friday will have rounds 2 through 3, and finally Saturday we'll see rounds 4 through 7. I think last week I talked about possibly doing a full Eagles mock draft pick, but honestly, it may be easier to do a prediction for the entire first round. I think I had said something about like trying not to do it in like a previous episode because they're all over the place. But I've been watching a lot of NFL Network and my curiosity has been piqued. And I decided maybe like 20 minutes before I started recording this, fuck it, let me try and make a mock draft. So pick by pick in the first round, I'm going to read off what I think is going to be the full first round. Starting off with the first overall pick, no surprise, the Bears will select Caleb Williams, quarterback out of USC. With the second pick, the Commanders will pick Jaden Daniels, quarterback out of LSU. With the third pick, the Patriots will select Drake May, quarterback out of UNC. With the fourth pick, the Cardinals will select Marvin Harrison Jr., wide receiver out of Ohio State. For the fifth pick, this will be a trade for the Vikings from the Chargers, so the Vikings will select J.J. McCarthy, quarterback out of Michigan. With the sixth pick, the Giants will pick Malik Nabers, wide receiver out of LSU. With the seventh pick, the Titans will select Joe Alt, offensive lineman out of Notre Dame. With the eighth pick, the Falcons will select Dallas Turner, edge out of Alabama. With the ninth pick, the Chicago Bears will pick Rome Odunze, I hope I said that right, wide receiver out of Washington. With the 10th overall pick, the Jets will select Brock Bowers, tight end out of the University of Georgia. And for the 11th pick in that trade with Minnesota, the Chargers will select J.C. Latham, offensive lineman out of Alabama. Now, with the 12th pick, the Denver Broncos. I talked about them getting a quarterback, and this is where they do it. They will select Michael Penix Jr., quarterback out of, I can't remember. They're going to get Michael Penix Jr. I think he's Washington. I can't remember. With the 13th pick, the Raiders will select Terrion Arnold, cornerback out of Alabama. With the 14th pick, the Saints are going to pick, I'm going to butcher the shit out of this, Olumoye Fashanu, offensive tackle out of Penn State. Again, please forgive me. That was a butcher of a pronunciation. With the 15th pick, the Colts are going to select Talise Fuaga, offensive tackle out of Oregon State. With the 16th pick, the Eagles are going to trade with Seattle, so they'll trade up about six picks. And the Eagles will select Quinyon Mitchell, cornerback out of Toledo. With the 17th pick, the Jaguars are going to select Nate Wiggins, cornerback out of Clemson. With the 18th pick, the Bengals will select Amarius Mims, offensive tackle out of Georgia. With the 19th pick, the Los Angeles Rams will select Leiatu Latu, edge out of UCLA. With the 20th pick, the Steelers are going to select Graham Barton, center out of Duke. With the 21st pick, the Miami Dolphins will select Jared Verse, edge out of Florida State. And with the 22nd pick, the Seahawks, after trading picks with Philly, will select Troy Fotanu, offensive lineman out of Washington. And we got another trade pick going here with the Chargers trading with Houston for the 23rd pick. The Chargers are going to select Brian Thomas Jr., wide receiver out of LSU. With the 24th pick, we have the Dallas Cowboys selecting Tyler Guyton, offensive lineman out of Oklahoma. With the 25th pick, the Green Bay Packers will select Cooper DeJean, cornerback out of Iowa. The Bucks, with the 26th pick, will pick Chop Robinson, edge out of Penn State. The Cardinals, with the 27th pick, will pick Darius Robinson, edge out of Missouri. With the 28th pick, the Buffalo Bills will select Odane Mitchell, wide receiver out of Texas. With the 29th pick, the Lions will select Kool-Aid McKinstry, cornerback out of Alabama. With the 30th pick, the Baltimore Ravens will select Jackson Powers Johnson, offensive lineman out of Oregon. With the 31st pick, the San Francisco 49ers will select Johnny Newton, defensive lineman out of Illinois. And with the final pick in the first round, the Kansas City Chiefs will select Ladd McConkey, wide receiver out of UGA, because Lord knows that team needs wide receivers like crazy. All right, y'all, that is my final pre-draft prediction, and that will also conclude this week's episode. For those of you who have stayed through the entire thing, thank you so much for being an active listener, and I highly appreciate it. If you are new to the podcast, Welcome all. You can check out other episodes that you may have missed on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Player FM, Amazon Music, or wherever you get your podcasts. Pay attention to our social media pages this week, which Facebook is Second and 15, a Philadelphia Eagles fan podcast. And on Instagram, we are Second and 15. That's 2ndand15 for some posts today regarding possibly going live, either on my TikTok or on Instagram. So just be on the lookout. It really kind of depends. Like, I might go to a bar to watch it, but who knows? I'll keep everyone posted on the social media page. Once again, thank you everyone so much for listening. I hope you all enjoyed the draft tonight, and I hope we get a solid first round pick. Don't forget to stay fly like an eagle, and as always, go Birds!